Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Jay Baer back on the show, too. Jay is a digital marketing expert. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the president and the founder of Convince and Convert. He's the author of Utility, and I like this subtitle, Why Smart Marketing is About Help, Not Hype. And he's our good friend Jay Baer. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
It's great to be back. How are things with you?
We're doing good, and I'm glad you're here because we continue to need help sorting out all of the different ways of marketing our businesses out there. It's a two-edged sword for us out here on Main Street, Jay, because on the one hand, The bad news is there's so many new ways customers are so many new places that customers are showing up, and we don't always know where those places are. That's the bad news. The good news is that getting to those places and reaching them may actually cost little or nothing in terms of real dollars. It just takes time and intention and some training. What do you think?
Well, I completely agree. I mean, all the data will show you that consumers are using digital technologies and the web more so than they ever have in the past. In fact, I just saw a stat the other day that I used in a new presentation that for the first time ever this year, American consumers will spend more time online than they will watching television for the first time. And that trend, of course, also impacts time spent on radio, time spent in newspapers and other what we'd call legacy advertising opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the good news is that if you're smart, if you're in media, you're in both places, right? Because if you're a radio station, you're also streaming, right? And if you're a newspaper, you also have a website. I've been next week will be my 16th anniversary to be broadcasting, but in 2 months it'll be my 16th anniversary to be simulcasting.
That's right. That was early in simulcasting, absolutely. And you're exactly right, Jim. I mean, the smart opportunity is to be in as many places as you can afford, because there's no question that the most effective advertising is the advertising that sort of surrounds your prospect with messages. So there's this belief that, well, I've got an ad in a local newspaper, therefore my work here is done, and that is not sufficient. You are much better off having an ad in the paper and also doing something on radio, or having an ad in the paper and radio, and also Facebook, or ad radio,
or talking to your media outlets, the newspaper, and saying, okay, yeah, I know you want to sell me an ad in your paper, but where else is it going to appear? And talking to your radio affiliate, God love them, I do love them, especially the ones who take my show. When you talk to your radio station, say, okay, tell me about how your program is streaming. Tell me where else my content is going to show up. Because that's the thing. If your attitude is not one or the other, it's both and, then the people who are helping you reach customers should have that attitude. What do you think?
No question. I completely agree. Unfortunately, sometimes advertising sales representatives don't have that attitude, right? They sort of know their thing and they want to sell that thing, and they're not looking for the bigger picture. But the good news, at least in terms of social media, is all the new social media advertising formats are really getting to the place, they're not all there yet, but getting to the place where it's pretty easy to create your own ads on Facebook, Twitter, etc., in a self-serve capacity. You don't need a bunch of help there. You can take some time and learn how to do it. And if anybody out there, and I'm sure many people who listen to the show have purchased ads on Google with the Google AdWords system, the way Facebook and Twitter and the others work is pretty familiar.
Well, you know, and you can cross-collateralize, though. You have your own Twitter feed, and so if your radio station has a commercial that or if you're doing a promotion with the radio or with newspaper or whatever, and they produce something that's pretty cool for you, you can tweet, click here to go and hear about a discount we want to give you or something like that, right? I mean, you can cross-collateralize it.
Absolutely, and I would say that's actually the best way to do it is to use Twitter advertising or Facebook advertising or other opportunities in that realm to drive awareness and attention to content, to something that you've actually published that is useful per my book Utility, instead of just saying, hey, we're fantastic, click here to let us prove it.
Jake, give us your website, please.
It is convinceandconvert.com.
The book is called Utility, Y-O-U. Utility by Jay Baer, B-A-E-R. When we come back, we're going to talk about, is it Twitter, is it Facebook, or is it Instagram? Which one?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.